From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, I'm Terry Parsons, and you're tuned to the Blind Lemon Blues for the week ending Sunday, February 4th, 2018. Our profile tonight features an interview that I did with Alec McKelkran of The Associates, including music from their debut EP, Volume 1. This is an excellent power trio from Montreal, but they are not new to the scene or working with each other. All three members have worked together with various club and cover bands over the years, but they came together with the idea of creating their own sound. They recorded an album as the Alec McKelkran Trio, but for this new project, they wanted to move beyond that idea and explore basic blues with no studio trickery, no hodgepodge of electro tech. They just wanted the songwriting and the playing to speak for itself. Tonight, Alec talks about how the band came together, the writing and recording of their debut EP, which is really just the first in what they hope will be a long run in the Quebec and Canadian blues scene. For more information, go to www.theassociatesmtl.com. The profiles tonight featuring Alec McKelkran is The Associates.
Broke down my defenses, showed me the little day. that I knew for 7 days.
Actually, made a previous record when as my band, the Alec McKelvin Trio, and at that time we thought we should do some of my songs and record that, and I thought when we recorded that I just wanted to capture the way we sounded as a trio live, but I didn't want to do a record of covers. I wanted to do my material, and what I found out is that instead of sounding like the way the band sounds, we sounded the way my song sounded. Because, you sound like the material that you've written. You know, when you're out in bars and you're playing Hendrix and Cream and Muddy Waters tunes, you develop a sound playing together. But you also have to that comes partially from the songwriting itself, the way you interact. And if you write songs that don't sound like that, then the band is forced to sound like the songs you wrote. Mm. So when we changed our name to The Associates and wanted to be more of a partnership of the three of us, we thought about this record as being a chance to sort of write material that sounded like the way we sound when we play together, mm. which is funny way to write, but so that's kind of why we wanted to record an EP as The Associates and just call it Volume 1, because this is sort of a starting place for us.
1, 2, 3 and 2, 3, 4 and 1, 2, 3. Strikes 4 a.m. and you ain't home. I know there'll be no message before I check my phone. You've been stepping hot, some new toy you got. We'll be right back.
This record, a lot of the material was stuff we just came up with right before we recorded it. Some of it was, you know, riffs and ideas that like Dan brought in a riff, and Alan had a few of his own, maybe gathered over the last couple of years. But I think we sort of limited ourselves to, unlike the other record that we did before, the Alec McKelvin Trio record, which is material that I gathered over the last 20 years, and it was, you know, songs that I hadn't thought of for this project. I was just writing for my own catalog and interest. We were writing to a purpose with this record, to write, we sort of had a purpose of writing things that were going to be three-chord blues, a lot of things that are sort of the same structure, 12-bar blues, and often 12-bar blues with a riff or with a specific feel. So one's a little faster, one's a little heavier. And the idea was not to feature clever songwriting or sort of tricky, you know, funny changes of key or pop hooks, but to really keep the language of the songwriting itself extremely basic and simple, and leave room for performance. Because a lot of great blues tunes, a lot of, you know, you think of classic Muddy Waters or Howlin' Wolf or anything that Willie Dixon wrote, there isn't anything showy or tricky or complicated in the songwriting. They're written in extremely simple language, and the expression is in how they're played. And we really wanted to get that kind of a thing on this record.
I travel back from twice, yeah, down a cylinder for free. A dashboard lit up like a Monte Christmas tree. Chip on the shoulder, gonna set the world alight. Seems like forever you've been pushing that boulder. Have you still got the fire for the fight? Gonna set the world alight. Seems like forever you've
you've been pushing that boulder? Have you still got the fire for the fight? Nobody told you there'd be decades like this. It's like pushing against the tide. Everybody gets a turn, I guess. I still got the fire for the fight.
Was very quick. Another part of what we were trying to do, besides bringing material that was simple and direct and based on the blues and had riffs and the kind of thing that you can really dig into as a player, and let the playing be the feature of the work. We also wanted to sound the way we sound live, and it sounds funny to say this about when you're recording blues, because you'd think that most blues is recorded live off the floor, but often it's recorded the way any other music in the studio is, which is, you play together, but you keep the drums, and then you go back and you redo the bass, and then you fix the guitar, or you add more guitar, and you do overdubs, so you'll have three people in the band, but there'll be keyboards and six guitars on the track. We didn't want the record to sound like that. We wanted to limit ourselves and keep the sound clean and clear, and also to hear the interaction of us the way we play on stage. So we recorded everything but the vocals live off the floor.
finishing off a quartet of songs from their debut CD, Volume 1, that is The Associates, Not the End of the World, Cold Wind Blowing, Lying to Myself, and we started the set off with Gray-Eyed Gal from Amsterdam. For more information or to order yourself a copy, go to www.theassociatesmtl.com. I'm Terry Parsons. The Blind Lemon Blues will continue after these messages.